Terry, your Roman labor correspondent for the Hustle Mohawk magazine, and I'm here today, West Capitol Park in Albany, for a PEF, Public Employee Federation rally. And it's a rally in reference to OPWDD, which is the New York State Office for People with Developmental Disabilities. I have as my guest one of the organizers from the union, Randy D'Antonio, who's vice president of PEF. How you doing, Randy?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Randy, what is PEF?
PEF is the New York State Public Employees Federation. We represent over 3,500 treatment professionals that work in the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities. They're nurses, they're doctors, social workers, amongst many other titles. And we are the dedicated workforce that cares for developmentally disabled New Yorkers.
Right. And how's the structure? Like, what are your positions?
My position is vice president, but I have also been a 25-year employee of the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities. I'm a licensed social worker by trade.
And again, the acronym OPWDD, what is OPWDD and what do they do?
OPWDD is the state agency that oversees and regulates supports and services for New Yorkers with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We serve over 125,000 New Yorkers. About 20% of them are served in the state operated system, and the other 80% are served by our not-for-profit partners. The system has been, unfortunately, over the last decade, diminished, and many services have been cut, and we're in a very significant crisis right now with staffing and with individuals and families not getting what they need.
Yeah, and I noticed in the flyer, it says you're having this rally because of the crisis in OPWDD. So tell me a little more about why it is a crisis in it.
So over the last 10 years under former Governor Cuomo, the agency has put forward a transformation agenda, which was basically to restructure the entire service system. They have cut over 5,000 beds within state operations. They have lost about 20% of the state operated workforce. And on the private side, they're unable to recruit or retain staff as well. So the system has basically imploded. We have families in crisis who cannot get their loved ones services. We have individuals who are being moved around from group home to group home or sent to nursing homes because we don't have adequate nursing staff. It has reached a critical point that we are asking our legislative body to address this and to reverse some of the decisions made under the prior administration. They are hurting New Yorkers who are the most vulnerable.
Now, where are these centers located and what communities do they serve?
So OPWDD provides services in every community across New York State. Beginning in 2012, we used to have intermediate care facilities, which are larger facilities that serve the most seriously challenging behaviors, forensic cases, people with psychiatric issues who are also disabled. Since 2012, they have closed over 1,400 of those beds from Long Island to Buffalo. We've also lost probably over 100 group homes since that time. So services are provided throughout the state. We have a large not-for-profit network that basically serves close to 80% of the people with disabilities in New York State. So services are all across New York State.
Now, in this rally today, what do you hope to get out of this rally?
Well, we certainly hope to raise awareness for our elected officials that the plans that have been put forward under the guise of inclusiveness, under the guise of improving people's lives, have actually not done that. They've actually made it worse for people, especially people with the highest needs who are falling through the cracks. They have changed our system in a way that has not been positive. And we hope to reverse many of the ill-advised and misguided aspects of the transformation agenda that the former governor had put forward. So the closures, the cuts in staffing, the diminishment in access to care for families, all of those things we need to really look at and revert back to a system that, while it wasn't perfect, it was a heck of a lot better than it is today.
Okay. Now, in your announcement also, you said that the crisis started prior to the pandemic. So how has the pandemic impacted it?
Well, I think one of the things that happened is as they closed different programs, group homes, facilities, people were being placed inappropriately. We lost a lot of staff over the years that either retired or resigned because the work conditions changed. And during COVID, it was just magnified. Everything that we had been talking about for years was, you know, put under a microscope. So all the staffing issues, people were being mandated excessively. We were redeploying, you know, our staff into homes because they didn't have enough people to take care of individuals. They have closed rapidly additional homes over the last 2 years and moved individuals to nursing homes because they don't have nurses to care for them. I mean, the whole system during COVID, everything that has gone wrong for 10 years was exposed. And, you know, on the state side, it really has affected the families we serve across communities in New York. They can't get services and they can't get what they need. So they end up using emergency rooms, the police, you know, other systems end up absorbing what we used to do. And COVID, unfortunately, led to a high level of retirements and resignations because people were exposed to the virus. We didn't have proper PPE. They didn't provide adequate supports to people. Quarantine leave was not for public employees. So all of these people who were essential haven't gotten hazard pay. They were called heroes and then they were treated like zeros. So we've seen COVID magnify. This job has never been easy, these jobs, but people were dedicated. COVID magnified all these problems and people have left the field. So we really are in a staffing crisis right now.
Now, we have a new governor in New York State, you know, Kathy Hochul. Have you talked to her or what is her position around these issues?
We have not directly had this conversation with the new governor, but we are extremely hopeful given her platform on transparency, given her position on supporting people with disabilities, given her position on supporting public employees and labor in general, that she will look at this situation and address and reverse what her predecessor did. Because what he did was not putting people first. It was putting money first. It was cutting Medicaid dollars. It was all things that, you know, we understand might have been necessary, but should have been done with input from the clinical professionals and the families that know the population best, and it wasn't. So we're hopeful that she will bring us to the table. We believe we can be part of the solution. And we believe this new governor has a real opportunity to fix some of the things that were broken under the old administration.
Now, with all the money that's coming in from the federal government, is any of that funds going towards these centers?
So our understanding from what we've seen thus far is the agency, OPWDD, is designating some of the ARP monies towards supporting the not-for-profit network. But frankly, the state-operated side, the state is obligated by its constitution to provide care. And while I will not belittle or diminish what our voluntary partners do, they can say no to people with high needs. They can say we can't serve somebody who costs the agency too much money. The state is the safety net. And without the state being funded properly, people are falling through the cracks. And that is unacceptable.
Now, I know when you're having this rally today, that you know, you probably wouldn't be having it if there was no opposition. But who are your opposition and why do they oppose?
I wouldn't say it's an opposition. I think the not-for-profit sector and the state sector are often pitted against each other because we're competing for funds. But we know that they play a critical part in the service system, but so do we. And we are the ones on the state side that, as I said, are constitutionally obligated to care for people with disabilities. So I think it shouldn't be an either or. We shouldn't compete. There should be resources made available to care for our citizens. We need to fund our future. We need to stop spending money on things that don't make a difference in our communities. These things matter. They matter to the people we serve. They matter to the families that are struggling, and they matter to the employees that have dedicated their careers to taking care of others. And it's absolutely outrageous that we've abandoned the most vulnerable New Yorkers. And that's what's happened. The state's goal to outsource all these services and privatize these services is ill-advised, it's misguided, and it is not helping the people with the highest needs who require care and treatment.
Okay, just one last question. If you could say something to the community here in the Capital District, what would you like to say to them that I did not, a question that I did not ask you, so that they could understand this issue more?
Individuals with disabilities are not one size fits all. We need every level of care available, from people who can live on their own all the way up to people who need inpatient services. We need citizens in our communities to support good government that's in the public interest. We need them to support budgets that take care of our communities. It is vitally important that we fund our future, that we give government the tools and government workers the tools to provide supports to those who need it most. And I would implore citizens to join with PEF and to join with our legislators to fight this fight. We need you.
Okay, thank you. And that was Randy D'Antonio, who's vice president of PEF, and who's one of the coordinators of the rally today here at West Capitol. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you so much.